This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another installment of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and I'm joined by the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Deb Pollock is our content partner for this regular Tuesday feature. And Deb, this is entering the holiday season. A lot of things coming up that are very important to not only the creative industries, but our communities as a whole. There's Black Friday, there's Small Business Saturday, there's Cyber Monday, and then we move on through the rest of the holiday season, including Giving Tuesday. As a head of an Arts Alliance that represents so many different organizations and facets of the economy, how important is individual giving through these endeavors?
You know, David, it's the season is a reminder of how important all these things are. And, you know, to have our scheduled out, you know, after Thanksgiving is kind of great. And I know I look forward to all of these things. It's actually my favorite holiday. So I think it's kind of wonderful how generous the American public is to philanthropy in general. You know, some of the numbers are pretty outstanding. $373 billion are given to nonprofit organizations.
On an annual basis?
On an annual basis. I mean, that's a huge number. And of that, people are usually surprised to find out that it's individuals that give the bulk of it. About 71% give of that number is actually made up about from people, which is pretty remarkable.
Indeed.
You know, a lot of times people think it's more the foundations or the corporations that are giving the bulk of those dollars.
And this is beyond the purchase of products, tickets, events, all of that other thing. That is an actual philanthropic endeavor on an individual basis.
Exactly. We have very generous people, and it's really an amazing model. You know, the United States is rather unique in that way. Other countries have more of a government funding model, and the United States has been, you know, we've worked through the nonprofit sector to make that happen, and it's really quite remarkable how generous people are. And so Giving Tuesday is one of those opportunities to remind people to give. And I know that WEMU is participating in that next week.
We are going to do a one-day pledge drive, one day only, and as part of that, we're getting some generous giving on the part of local musicians. Kurt Kroenke and the trio are going to come in and put on an all-day jam here in King Hall on the Eastern Michigan University campus. And a lot of celebrity musicians are going to be stopping by to participate in an all-out jam session. Everyone is invited to come by. And, of course, we're going to be asking that you make a donation to WEMU on this day of giving, Tuesday, November 28th. And we're looking forward to that. That's going to be good. That is important to WEMU's bottom line. But on Giving Tuesday, virtually every nonprofit in our area is going to be participating in some way as well.
Absolutely. The Arts Alliance and all of our nonprofit arts organizations will be doing the same. And I think something that for folks to know, you know, in that on that level of giving, you know, the arts and arts cultural organizations like WEMU and the Arts Alliance and the Michigan Theaters and the Arts and Riverside Arts Centers and others, about 4% of that pie goes to the arts and 4 to 5% go to arts and cultural organizations. So on that whole big giving pie, only 4 to 5% go to.
Where is the rest going?
The rest is going to education or social services, churches, and the like. So those are the bigger pieces. So arts and culture kind of tries to wedge itself in there.
And
so
stepping away from being a part of a public radio station and a part of the media community, is that why so many individuals wonder why nonprofits struggle throughout the course of the year when so much is given, because it is only 4 to 5% of the pie?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the work that goes into it and the funding mechanisms that are there and something like Giving Tuesday, paying attention to donations and philanthropy and, you know, putting that spotlight on something like this is really important so that we can all think about those things that we value, the things that are important to our quality of life, to service, to making you know, our community, the place that we want to live, and to provide those services that are important, you know, is something that is really valuable to all of us.
Once again, you're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside my content partner. Deb Pollock is the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. So as we look into the future, this is the sixth annual Giving Tuesday, and WEMU has been participating for, I think this is our third year. But as we look into the future, is this idea of individual giving a sustainable model, or are we going to have to seek out other ways to cover what is increasing expenditures and growing budgets?
Well, I think that that's a big question for every single kind of nonprofit. I mean, we have this like three-legged stool, if you want to look at it, the government, the nonprofit world, and the for-profit world. And, you know, what falls into each one of those sectors? What's the government going to cover? What are we going to cover as the nonprofit and the charity world? And then what is business going to cover? And that shifts and changes over time, of course. And so, you know, decisions that are made in Washington and Lansing and our local level here to help determine a lot of what is going to be covered by the nonprofit sector and then what we need to have covered by people stepping up and giving and foundations giving and the like. So it's an always changing environment.
We're talking about nonprofits filling particular voids in mm-hmm. our individual communities and then as a whole, as a country. Is it a fair question to ask, are there too many nonprofits? Is the pie being divided in too many different ways?
Always a fair question, and I think that that's a decision or a reality that that the public decides. We decide it from the standpoint of who we elect and what we want in regards to our public investment in our communities, as well as what we want to invest in on the local level in regards to our personal giving. And Giving Tuesday is one of those efforts that help us decide and look towards what is important to us. And I think that that's what we do. We give with our pocketbooks and we give with our heart and our energy and our time. So, you know, it's not always only the dollars that are given, but it's also the time that people put into volunteering and giving of their energy.
There is a segment of the population that obviously cannot contribute during mm-hmm. these times. In fact, they are the recipient of some of the services provided by nonprofits, and it should not be expected. What would your argument be to someone who perhaps can contribute, whether a little or a lot, but to this point has chosen not to? What would your argument be for making an investment in a nonprofit of their choice?
Well, you know, first I'd like to backtrack a second. The interesting point to me has always been that there's an inverse relationship. People with lesser means actually give more than...
That is fascinating.
You don't expect that as a percentage of their income. And the higher somebody's income goes, the less of their percentage or their ability to get, or not their ability, their desire, their giving. So, you know, I think that's just one of those educational things. The more that we work with and engage people. I mean, I think the thing, I didn't come from a family that was philanthropic, but when I started doing it, I realized how good it felt, you know, and how important it was to be engaged in a community and the work that, and things that I enjoyed. And that's what I find as a nonprofit executive, the more I engage with people that are giving and how they gain value. And I think that's just the work that we have to do long term.
As the head of a nonprofit, now you've talked about the personal benefits mm-hmm. of choosing to give, but as head of an organization that also receives, what can we expect as a donor in return for the contribution?
Good stewardship, first and foremost, respect in that regard, but that your dollars are put to good use and in a way that you want them to be put to good use. So you want to make sure that stewardship is there and that the purpose for which you are giving, your dollars are being used towards. So I think WEMU is certainly an example of that. So you know that here as much as we know that in the arts and cultural world, WEMU is here doing this work as well as we are.
So as we head into the season and we head into Giving Tuesday and we start thinking local first, what can the overall impact during the course of this season be on our quality of life here in Washtenaw County?
Well, I think that it actually isn't just for the season. It's a long-term investment. And the more that we are all engaged in what's important to us, whether it's the arts and cultural world or whether it's social services or education or whatever that might be, I mean, I think that's the most important thing. Certainly, as a leader of an arts and creative industries community, and being involved with WEMU, those are the things that are very important to me personally. But I think it's really about people giving to and supporting the things that are most important to them. You know, I'd encourage people to choose two to three things that they can give to and give to the most, and to invest in those ways.
Well, a lot to consider and a lot to think about, and we hope that everybody's going to have a great holiday season upcoming. We'll get together again soon, Deb.
Exactly.
You are listening to Creative Impact. It comes your way each Tuesday here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.